Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
Just a quick one to tell you that there is actually physical evidence out there for us to make sure that our governments do not lurch towards theocratic autocracies. Guess how many South Koreans have defected to North Korea in the last 60 years since Korea became North Korea and South Korea?
South Korea is the good one, hey?
Well, we don't use such
or the better labels. One.
The more social democratic one?
Mm.
The one that's not a theocratic autocracy.
Okay, so people are going from the, we can't say it's a good one.
How many are going to Kim Jong-un? One?
Oh, okay. Well, none. The other way around.
Two, actually.
Two?
There were two people, yeah. They're probably on the run. Because, I mean, that is a demilitarized zone that you have to try and move your way through. But slightly bigger on the other way, and keeping in mind, when you defect from North Korea, you have to cross probably one of the scrutinized, observed, militarized areas on planet Earth.
Mm.
You've got to get from one side to the other alive.
Aim for it. Arrive alive.
23,000 have successfully defected to South Korea.
Oh, to the promised land.
I don't even want
How many have tried
have
and
tried.
Failed.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a. There's this other thing that I found out. There's two medical things here that you're really going to enjoy. You know the story of Lazarus?
Or Lazarus.
No.
Turns out.
I don't.
Okay, well, Lazarus, Jesus came into a town and they said, hey, this guy's dead. And Jesus put his hands on him and he rose from the dead.
Yes.
And now, since that, we know that Lazarus is the one who rose from the dead.
Yes.
But it's a bit of a banality. It actually happens quite a bit. Every country has several every year. What tends to happen is that the most common cause of this is someone is suffocating, and so you perform CPR, but they have a blockage in their lung. So as you're performing, you blow the air in, the air doesn't come out because of the blockage, and the swollen lung compresses the heart. So the heart seems like it's not beating, but it's being hugged by a blown-up lung. And then when you stop CPR, you declare them dead, you walk away, the air slowly starts leaking out of the lungs. And the heart is able to beat again, giving the appearance that this person declared dead 20 minutes ago has just risen from the dead.
Darren, careful where you're going with this.
Weird, hey?
Okay.
I'm careful, I'm just giving you medical facts.
But we don't know if that's for sure with Laz.
You know. We don't know that that happened then, but we know that it happens today.
Whoa.
A lot. And then... this was interesting as well. I love where medical science has come. For those of you who subscribe to allopathy, well done. Between 1917 and 1940, thank goodness you didn't get an STI, which we don't get anymore.
Yes,
thank goodness. This particular sexually transmitted infection.
Yes.
What do you mean we don't get them anymore?
This one we don't get.
Oh.
Syphilis.
People get syphilis still?
No. Well, we can cure it now.
Oh, okay.
Between 1917 and 1940. And syphilis uncured leads to complete dementia madness.
Sure.
Most of the mad kings were because of
syphilis,
contracting.
Yeah,
syphilis. And drive you completely nuts. So they had a cure for it between 1917 and 1940. Guess what the cure was?
What was it?
They would give you malaria.
Oh, my.
The syphilis was so bad, they'd give you malaria to cure you of what would happen with syphilis, but you'd end up dying from malaria a few years later.
So it's just a different death.
Yeah, so exactly. So your options were chocolate or death. Or death or death.
Or
death or death with chocolate or death without chocolate.
Yeah.
Death is what you got. Death is a given.
Okay. Or at least die without being crazy.
There you go.
Yeah, I think.
Would you like to go with or without your marbles?
Yes.
That was those were your options.
I like that, actually.
Nice to have options.
I think without my marbles, actually. If you're going to be that sick at the end, well, I'd rather not know what was going on.
I don't think you'll have a choice.
Oh.
Did it happen?
Oh, man, that was great.
What happened?
We just got fact.
Yay!
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.